Let's turn now to politics with our Friday commentators. Vicki Barnett is a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. And Randy Richardville is president of R. James Consulting and a former Republican majority leader in the state Senate. Thanks for joining us.
It's good to be here.
I think we've all been watching developments in the race for governor, and I wanted to ask you both, what would you recommend to the Republican and Democratic candidates at this point? So, Vicki, let's start with you. Let's start with Bill Schuette, the Republican. What position or strategy is he doing right he should double down on?
I think that he's beginning to shift away from talking about a nationalized election and moving to state issues, and I think that's a good move on his part.
Randy, what do you think Schuette's getting right?
Well, I believe that the people in general are tired of politicians. I don't think that's a surprise. But I believe this is a battle for sincerity. Whichever of these two candidates comes out, and no matter what the position is, whether you're far right, far left, if people believe you're talking from your heart and you're being sincere, they're more likely to vote for you, even if they don't agree with every spot that you are, every position that you take. I think people are tired of these campaigns that paint people way off to one side or way off to the other side, or talk about lost decades or whatever it is that they're going to be speaking about. You need to talk to the people directly.
And you feel like Schuette's doing that?
I think Bill has the ability to do that. I don't think his campaign is necessarily doing that. They're talking about Jennifer Granholm and morphing her together with Gretchen Whitmer as if they are the same person, talking about how terrible life would be, et cetera, et cetera. I think that if Bill and his wife Cindy, who is an incredible person as well, if they talk to the people and say, these are our concerns, these are our genuine concerns, we're real people with real children, real life situations, then I think they would do well.
Okay, let's look at what you think should be changed right now. Vicki, what do you think Schuette needs to stop doing or change or alter in his campaign?
Well, we talked about that a little bit. He needed to move more towards state issues. The problem is he's on the wrong side of those state issues. And that's where it's really going to be problematic for Bill Schuette. He has filed suit against LGBTQ community. He's opposed gay rights. He's opposed to anti-bullying measures that protect gay LGBTQ children. He has tried to redefine marriage again and filed suit against the Marriage Equality Act. He has not stated a position other than going against Obamacare on keeping expanded Medicaid, which guarantees health care for hundreds of thousands of people in the state of Michigan. And those are real problems. On the other hand, Gretchen has been very clear on her message. She has never nationalized.
We'll get to Gretchen in a second. Okay. I just want to deal with this first. Okay, Randy, what do you think Schuette should change about his campaign right now?
I think he should talk about his record as attorney general, because he is the only candidate that has actually run something. He's the only one that was in a majority. He's the only one that got bills passed and did work and accomplished things. So he should talk about what he did as the leader of the legal community in the state of Michigan as attorney general. Gretchen is a great person and a great friend. She has never been in a position of leadership in terms of the majority. So she's always been in a minority position and hasn't had to run anything or get things done. So if I were Bill, I would be talking about, this is what I did as attorney general, and I show these leadership skills to be things that can transcend into the governor's office as well.
All right, let's turn to Gretchen now. She's the Democrat running for governor. Vicki, what should Whitmer stick with in her campaign? What's she doing right?
She's concentrated on four major messages, and that is to fix the roads, protect and expand affordable and high-quality health care across the state of Michigan, improve education and training skills, and to clean up our drinking water, which is an expanding problem across the state. She's never varied from those messages. Those are her messages. I do pick a bone here with Randy's comment that she's never run anything or led. She was the minority leader of the Senate, and that is a very tough job when you are trying to protect your caucus and the issues for democratic values that you stand for. And she was able to negotiate many changes in terrible bills and to promote some very, very good bills, including expanded Medicaid. Shirky, who was one of the sponsors, was working with the governor on that, but it was left to Gretchen to shepherd that through the state Senate and to get it right and to get it done. And she did that from a very strong minority position. So to say she wasn't in charge of anything, it's more of a ludicrous statement than the actual truth.
Well, he did qualify it by saying she wasn't the leader of a majority. But we'll go on. Let's move on. Randy, what is Whitmer getting right in her campaign strategy or messaging?
Yeah, and with all due respect, when I was the leader of the Republican side of the Senate, I had 26 members and Gretchen had 12. So there was nothing that was going to get done when you needed 20 without the majority. It's not a shot at her. It's just a shot at the position. She did not lead those negotiations. And with all due respect, Vicky, I was in the room. You weren't. So I think
that's
I know
true.
What I'm talking about. So,
all right. Let's get back to the topic. The topic at hand is whether Whitmer's campaign is doing something right or not. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Gretchen's an incredible person as far as reaching through the television screen. She has a good persona. She has a good sense of humor. She's the kind of person you wouldn't mind having a beer with after work. Like I said before, people are looking for sincerity, looking for real people. And I might disagree with her, but she is a real person. She is a person that's easy to talk to and you like to be around. And we've been friends for close to 20 years, and I consider us to be very good friends, even though we disagree on a number of issues. But I think that's what she's doing right.
Vicky, in these last 6 weeks of the campaign, what does Whitmer need to change?
I think there's a problem that both candidates are going to have, and that is turnout, especially with the no straight party ticket voting this year. I haven't seen any effort to ramp up the number of ballot posts in precincts. I haven't seen any plans to spend the appropriated money that the legislature put in the bill to make sure that people's votes are counted and that they can get through the lines very quickly. Gretchen comes at this election in a very strong position with the Me Too movement, very active, with a strong following of not only Democrats, but a new group of Republicans for Gretchen Whitmer, and the strong feeling for people that really want, as Randy said, somebody real and that they can relate to, and that is Gretchen.
Randy, what does Whitmer need to stop doing or change in these last weeks of the campaign?
Well, yeah, I said this to the New York Times the other day, and Gretchen and I actually talked about it a little bit. I said that she is a lot more liberal than what most people know. I mean, a lot more liberal. But what's going to happen is 99% the state Senate is going to stay Republican, and she is going to have to decide whether she wants to be, quote-unquote, Jennifer Granholm-ish or whether she wants to be Bill Clinton-ish and get things done. So we can either go to stalemate or we can say we're going to work together on this. If she's elected governor, she hasn't had a history of that because she has been the spokesperson for the Democrats saying Rick Snyder this, Rick Snyder that, Donald Trump this or whatever. And so she hasn't had to. She hasn't been forced to work together with the other side. If she decides to do that and develops a skill set to work with the other side, she could be a very successful governor. But I think she has to get that message across. And, well, that's what I think.
Randy Richardville is a former Republican legislator. Vicky Barnett, a former Democratic legislator. Hey, I hope you both enjoy the first weekend of autumn.
Thank
so
you.
So do I. What a beautiful September so far, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
All right, thanks.
Thank you both.
Thank you.